Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children and parents, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is our first day of assessments, and I just wanted to share a few words before our assessments begin today. The first thing is that whenever we have any difficult task ahead of us, no matter how ready we are, no matter how prepared we are, the first thing we need to do is we should always have our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all powerful and Allah is the only one who can make everything happen for us. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing which is impossible. So our full attention should always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our revision is important, our reading is important, our confidence is important, our environment is important, our ability is important. All of these things, they are very important. But none of them will be of any use to us unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for us to use those. So what we need to do is our full attention should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to attract Allah's attention. And to attract Allah's attention, there are three things I wanted to advise you to do today. The first thing is, we must stay away from each and every sin. We must stay away from each and every sin. Sins have a very bad effect on us. It takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help away. And at the same time, for a student, it becomes a blockage for him to acquire knowledge. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi once went to his teacher and said, "I study a lot, but I can't remember anything." So Imam Shafi'i's ustad said that you must stay away from sin, because sins are darkness and knowledge is light. And darkness and light cannot sit in one place together. So you have to choose between the two. Do you want light or do you want darkness? So no matter how enjoyable a sin may seem, we must leave each and every sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will inshallah be the first step of attracting the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also includes fulfilling all of Allah's commands, performing your salah, fasting when you need to, giving zakat, spending in Allah's path, all of these things. So first thing is, do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second advice is, that to follow as many sunnat practices as we can. To follow as many sunnat practices as we can. Our ulama have said that the quickest way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friendship is through the sunnat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we follow the steps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very quickly we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is, by making dua and requesting dua. By making dua, that we make dua ourselves, we ask Allah that, "Oh Allah, please help me. Oh Allah, make this easy for me. Oh Allah, make me healthy. Oh Allah, make me very obedient. Oh Allah, grant me Jannah." Every dua that we make. So we make dua. And the second is, we get the duas of others. And to get the duas of others, there are two ways. One is, we ask someone to make dua for us. We tell our mom and dad that, "Please make dua for me, I have an exam today." We tell our uncles and aunties, "Please make dua for me, I have an exam today." We tell our grandparents, "Please make dua for me, I have an exam today." And the other is that we are so obedient to them and we are so good to them that they automatically make dua for us even without us asking. They see us putting effort, reading day and night, and our mother makes dua from her heart that, "Make my son successful in his exam. Make my daughter successful in her exam." So this dua reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even quicker. One of the sahaba, it has come in our lessons of the day, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. And as a result of his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a lot of knowledge. This was because of the dua. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the sahaba who had the longest lives. And he had the largest family. And he had a lot of wealth. All of these things were as a result of a dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. And this dua was not requested by Anas radiallahu anhu, but because of his obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his good conduct with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this dua was very quickly attracted, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without asking, made dua. Musa alayhi salam, he once asked Allah for who will be his partner in Jannah. So it was a very normal person, no one of significance, no prophet, no pious person. So he went to find out. The story is long. So the end result was that he found out that his mother was making dua for him, that, oh Allah, make my son a partner for Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua of the mother because of his service to his mother. So these are the three things we all need to do. If we do these three things, then every difficulty in life, not just these assessments, every difficulty we have in our life, it will be removed and it will become very easy for us. So what is the first point? The first point is we must stay away from sin and anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is we must follow every sunnah that we can and learn as many sunnahs as we can. The duas we read, the sunnah duas, the masnoon duas we learn, the dua before eating, these are also sunnahs. When you perform salah, the sunnah method, the sunnah of eating, sunnah of sleeping, we do everything according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third advice is that we make dua for everything we do, little to large. And we take du'as of our parents by being obedient to them, by asking them to make du'a. Inshallah, with these three things, not only will you be successful in these assessments which are starting today, but you will be successful in every aspect of your life and everything you do in your life, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah grant all my dearest young students a lot of success in today's exams and assessments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all success in all of your assessments in life and grant you all of the goodness of this world and the hereafter.